Christmas is over. Let's just pretend like none of this ever happened. This is the Social Club Podcast. It's the Social Club for the weekend of Friday, December 26th, 2014, the final Social Club of 2014. Hello, I'm Josh Rollerson, joined as always by Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh. Hello, Rachel. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
It's over. Almost.
I know. Yes.
Oh,
this nightmare is behind us now.
All right.
I'm ready to move on to the next nightmare.
I get kind of sad.
Really? Are you kind of bummed?
Yeah. Because January and February is so rough.
To me, I just have like the holiday blues leading up to it, so when it's over, it's a relief.
So
I'm feeling buoyant.
So January and February are exciting months for you?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
But there's a moment of there's a moment of oxygen.
Okay.
And a sigh of relief.
Well, a good thing I would say is that I was looking towards the new year the other night, and there are a lot good events coming up. So
let's just dispense with this weekend because you can tell me, but I'm assuming there's just nothing happening. It was Christmas. Let's just take this weekend off.
Okay.
And recover and then hit the ground running for New Year's Eve.
Food coma for like the weekend.
Yeah.
And then do it upright.
Sleep it off.
Yeah. Come out of your cave on December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And party, right?
All right. So to that end, we're focusing on New Year's Eve this weekend. So it's a week out.
Yes. But the thing is that you're going to want to get your tickets because a lot of these places that I'm going to talk about, I hate to say it, but you may even be too late.
Uh-oh.
So it's one of those things where I'm going to talk about it. Don't be mad at me if it's sold out. But next year, make a mental note. That's the thing. Because
there's
a lot of really great stuff that I mean, I was not even aware of. So I think it's one of those things where I'm going to tell them to you. You're going to either get in or not, but you're going to be aware for next year because, there's a lot going on.
Well, just to be frank, it's kind of a supply-demand thing. Like, kind of by definition, the coolest, most exclusive events are already no longer on the table.
And there's a lot of places that just – most places only hold 200, if not 100 or 60. So
– and that sounds way more appealing to me to be in
honestly,
a smaller
– absolutely.
Space.
Like there's – obviously I was looking through the events and there's the Static Nightclub and Cabo and all those places. And I just think it's all going to be the EDM music, which is fine.
All right.
Josh is like, okay, let's move on. I can't go to those places.
In the spirit of tolerance, that's fine.
Okay.
That's great.
All
right, so what are we doing?
Okay.
What's the plan for New Year's?
So the plan is to head to a couple different places. So the one that they do this different series at Cantina all the time, and they are doing it's called No Mames. M-A-M-E-S, New Year's Eve at Cantina. So Cantina, Josh, you're giving me a physical look
already.
Guess
what that means.
I think you have to go and figure it out.
No memes?
I think you have to go and figure it out. There's a lot of these things I think people just made up and were like, all right, let's go with it for the new year. So, the great thing is Cantina is a fantastic place in terms of atmosphere anyway. Obviously, they have a huge drink list.
Food?
There will be food. Obviously, you can get some bites earlier in the evening. I don't know about later because you'll probably be concentrating on maybe some drinks, maybe a ball drop, but you will be able to get your dance on because Via is one of the producers of this, and it's like a musical production kind of cool hybrid of this says folk music and contemporary music like meshed together. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, cool. I mean, you can mesh anything together these days, but it's a really cool place to go to. It's only $15 to $20 to get in.
Not bad at all.
No. So it's totally affordable for Cantina. Also, this one was cracking me up too. I'm telling you, all of these themes and names are just crazy. So I really want you to go to the Livermore. And this is what I'm saying. They're only allowing 200 people in because they have the Livermore in East Liberty and then they have the Cloakroom, which is right next door. It used to be the old Ava.
Okay.
And I'm even forgetting the name already.
Not the Shadow Lounge.
Shadow Lounge, yes.
Yeah,
thanks, Josh. Right. Have you been to the Shadow Lounge?
No.
Okay. Josh.
I can't believe I knew something you didn't know.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
2015 is going to be awesome.
I know.
It's my year.
Actually, 3014 at the Livermore is going to be your year. So there.
3014?
Listen, you have to. I can't even start to describe this.
Sounds futuristic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 paragraph long description of what their New Year's Eve party is going to be like. So apparently they made a whole history of what their celebration is going to be, but it's all about the year 3014 ringing into 3015.
Yes.
I can't. But the great thing is that obviously
music
it'll
by Deltron. Cultural reference.
I can do Hal.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I can't do Hal, but I can
I'm sorry,
talk
Rachel.
About Hal.
I can't allow you to do that.
That's creepy. That was the creepiest movie ever. So anyway, so the Brew Gentlemen are going to be there, and they're going to have cocktails. They're going to have beer. So you can get in and have a good time. Get your tickets again. Like I said, RSVP right away for this. Sounds like it's going to be an interesting
That sounds
evening.
Like more than a New Year's Eve party. It's like that sounds almost like an art installation or something. This is
I
like
know.
Very conceptual New Year's Eve.
I know. Well, you know, you got to. All these places, like I'm
telling you. I endorse
this,
yeah.
I'm so another one is Brillo okay. Box is having their Push It Presents Ball Drop.
Okay.
Okay. I know.
All right.
So there's going to be DJs. There's going to be dancing. There's going – I love this. The hashtag, the official hashtag of the evening is bring your balls. I know, right?
I don't get it.
And the
– Like some sort of
YR is for your – So right. Official hashtag of 2014-15. So again, dancing, fun.
Do you think we could co-opt that hashtag for Social Club and get some, generate
Bring
some
Bring your
Twitter
balls?
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be used and done by January 1st, 2 a.m. So I think we could
Good point.
Take it, right?
All right? Yeah, they won't be using it for another year probably.
I know. Well, they'll probably come up with something else crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, we also have First Night. So we obviously know First Night downtown.
Uh-huh.
If you want to go, take the whole family or just go and kind of pop in. The cool thing is that they have these different programming throughout the night. So you can pop into different venues. The one place that I know we both like, Arcade, is performing at two different spaces. They're performing in their theater and at the Byam.
Oh, cool.
So you can catch them at both spaces. Free performance. Great people,
nice.
As Josh knows. Yeah. So
yeah, it's always fun to hang out at Arcade.
I didn't discuss what are you doing this New Year's? Crazy New Year's Eve.
I fear your judgment, but this is actually the most organized I've been about New Year's Eve in years. Because last year it was just like, I don't know, let's go to Hofbrauhaus and drink beer until we get sleepy. And that was pretty much it.
What time did you go home?
Okay. In my defense, I had worked that morning. At, you know, starting at 4 o'clock, so
okay.
I was pretty well shot. But I managed to stay up until midnight.
12:01.
But I think I went home at like 10:30 or something.
Oh,
yeah. But this year it's going to be different.
Okay.
I hesitate again because this isn't the coolest, most glamorous thing that anyone will have done. But I've heard good things about it, and I'm excited.
I'm ready for this.
The Gateway Clipper.
Oh,
New Year's Eve cruise. Okay,
yeah.
So I've been on one of these before, and it was. It was totally – not the New Year's Eve one. I went one last summer, and it was totally fun. I loved it, but it was markedly an older crowd.
Okay.
I think me and my wife were the youngest people on that boat.
Yes.
So I'm not sure what to expect, but I have heard reliably from young, cool people that it is a thing to do. You get the awesome views. You get the fireworks, but then you get to go indoors, and there's food and dancing. And, you know, it is that self-contained thing that we were talking about.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to, like – I'm over the bar crawl thing. I'm too old. I'm not into it. So the idea of just being in a brightly lit, warm, cozy space with some inoffensive music and the opportunity to go out on deck and have a smoke or whatever appeals. So that's what I'm planning to do.
Yeah, I'm going to say it now. I love the Gateway Clipper. I think it's so fun. I think they do a lot of really great programming. I do think that there might be a stigma in terms of what you said with kind of an older crowd. But I've done it before, and it's fantastic. And I think that you just, you know, you go on expecting a certain thing, and you might be surprised.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful views.
You really can't. Yeah, you've got all of the best vistas.
You'll be able to
Pittsburgh.
See the fireworks. That's awesome.
That's really the draw.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to like elbow people out of the way at the deck, though. Can you throw some bows?
Oh, totally.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, that's awesome. That's a good plan.
Well, I feel vindicated, and I guess I would just challenge our listeners to maybe consider it.
Go with
I think
Josh
it's sold out,
on
like
the gateway.
Else.
Is it?
I don't know. There may still be tickets available.
Okay.
So it's worth checking out.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know how it goes.
Clipper. Okay.
What are you doing? What's your plan?
I'm doing my go-to, Bar 11. It is also sold out. I think I talked about this last year, but it's pretty much like 75 of your closest friends.
Ooh.
At a bar, which literally
is very exclusive.
Honestly, literally 40 people out of my friend group. I don't even know half the people, though, honestly. But 40 people out of my one girlfriend who organized this bought tickets. So we have 40 of the 75 tickets at Bar 11.
She's just taking over the joint.
So we're taking over the joint. It's such a fun time. It's in a controlled atmosphere. Again, it's funny because you think Southside, wild, crazy, puking, bottle bashing, whatever, but it's just this one
That's
magical...
just the public radio station.
True. There would be a big party at WESA.
Yep.
Tickets are very exclusive. No one can get in.
Yep.
This sounds like an SNL skit.
Everybody can come in. We'll listen to the BBC World Service.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. This sounds like an SNL skit. We'll plan this later.
It's wild up in here.
So it's a really fun evening. They hand out 40s and champagne bottles and poppers at midnight, and they play fun dance music, and I bought a glittery dress. So I'm very excited.
Very nice.
Yeah. So it'll be a fun time. The one thing I did want to talk about, which I tend to maybe not focus on the family stuff a lot, which I don't want to discriminate, is that there's a couple
of good reason we don't focus on the family stuff a lot.
Oh, is there?
Well, I mean, a lot of these are sort of adult themed.
True.
And you wouldn't necessarily want to have kids. But there is the category of stuff that is fun for adults, and it's also kid friendly.
Yes. The zoo is having their New Year's Eve, which I think is super cute. I've been to it because I used to work at Radio Disney. There's my big secret. It's
okay.
I know, Josh, you're shocked. So I used to work at Radio Disney. They have the New Year's Eve. They do it at noon. So obviously your kids aren't going to be too cranky. Hopefully not. And they do it in the aquarium. So it's indoors and they drop a ball and they have fun times and you can see fishies.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. I like it. So they also have FIPS. They're going to be having an event, and also they're going to be doing something at the Children's Museum that are similar in terms of the like 11 to 1 p.m. thing. So that's cool. And then the one thing I wanted to talk about too is that they are doing at the Science Center the day after they do Mess Fest. And so they do this whole messy day worth of like experiments and like food fights. And
that sounds totally awesome.
I know. So if you're not...
Can adults go?
Yeah.
Without kids?
Sure.
You get weird looks if you show up on the company?
I mean, I like the Science Center, and I don't have kids, and I go.
All right.
So I think it's okay. So you can go to Mess Fest. I think you want to bring your kids, though, Josh.
Oh, totally, yeah.
I think you might be hungover.
They'll be into it.
But I think you should bring your
kids. I'll just be in the corner drinking coffee.
Yes.
And they can make a mess.
That's okay. And also, they're having a lot of different brunches, too. So, like, I was talking to the owner of Verde, and they're going to be having a brunch so you can get your hangover on with a Bloody Mary at Verde.
It's good medicine.
I know. It's such good medicine. And there's just... there's so much going on. You can check out Yelp.com. You can actually go on to the site and click on December 31st and see the huge list of things going on.
All right. Rachel, yeah. As always, thanks for coming.
Of course. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2015.
All right. I'll see you in 2015.
Yay.